Hi, I'm Babusi and welcome to Undisputed Origin. Often society would put single women in a box. At a certain age, you are expected to be married and have kids and have a family in a nutshell and have a certain kind of homely life. But it's not always the case in this generation. A lot of marriages are delayed. As single women, this kind of judgment from society leads to one feeling incomplete, incapable, and not suitable. Hence, some single women would end up thinking that without marriage, their life is not going forward. But I want to say, when God created you, He created you with a purpose in mind, not with a man in mind, not with a marriage in mind. So as a single person, in the time, if you're in your period of being single, it is a time to do a whole lot of stuff. It is a time to discover yourself in God and discover your kingdom identity before God and what God wants you to be doing, what God has called you for. And, you know, rediscovering yourself is never too late as a single person. I know some women at their 30s probably thinking, I've been praying, Lord. I've been fasting, Lord. I've been good. I've been serving you. I've been giving. I've been, you know, celibate. I've been living a holy life. But where is he? Where is Boaz? But really, girl, it's not the end of the world. Our destinies are not the same. Our destinies are not the same. I will repeat that. Your friend must have gotten married at the age of 25 and you are 30 and you're still single. It does not mean that there's something wrong with you. It simply needs you to look at this period as an opportunity and avail yourself to be used by God in ministry and in winning souls for the kingdom, doing all that God has called you for. And avail yourself for your family. Spend more time with your family. Avail yourself for you. Get to know who you are. One person said, why do motivational speakers like to say, you must get to know who you are and so forth? Yes, you have to. As people, we change constantly. If you don't change, then there's definitely something wrong with you. As people, we revolve, we transform each and every time. And as we grow by age, by years, we transform. As we change jobs, we transform. As we change our association, we transform. Media, social media, the world is noisy. There is a whole lot of things that influence who we are. So each and every time, we need to go back to our Maker and find out who we are, our kingdom identity, who we truly are, our authentic self, who we really are, and what does God want us to be? Single women, there is a whole lot that you can do in this period. Serve God, number one. Serve God like a mad woman. Support the work of the Lord with your resources, with your time, with your energy, with your mind. Number five, travel the world. You can start nearby, change provinces, two countries, you know, continents, and just travel. Read books, different books, get to know different subjects, watch documentaries, anything that is educational. Meet new people. Make new associations. Make new friends. Self-care. Take care of yourself. I've mentioned reading books, that is taking care of yourself intellectually. Study something, you know, start a course, learn a new skill, have a new hobby, you know. You can take care of yourself by prayer, meditation, clearing your mind. You know, you can take care of yourself physically. Go to the gym, eat right, do whatever that makes you happy and boosts your confidence. There is a whole lot. The time of being single is not a time of sobbing and moaning. Yes, those season comes, but constantly remind yourself that even though you are alone, but you shouldn't be lonely. Because once you start feeling lonely, you should always remind yourself that God is always there and he's saying to you, speak to me. Then that is the time where you need to start engaging in conversation with God. It is a time to constantly rediscover yourself and allowing God to take you and to push you to your greatest potential. God uses the people that avail themselves to him, the people that are available and eager and hungry to be used by him. Not everyone is made to go and preach and stand in the platforms and preach and pray for people. We all make an impact in some way. Where God has placed you in the marketplace, make an impact there in your single life. You don't have to wait for a husband to find you in order for your life to be useful. You're already an asset before the eyes of God. You're so valuable. My spiritual father, Apostle B. Makwati from Believer Center, would say, As a single person, you are not incomplete. Hence the phrase that, oh, you complete me, it is completely untrue. Because alone, you are complete. You are not a half of you. You are totally complete alone. The other person that walks into your life or that God brings into your life, they are there to complement you. You complement one another. You don't complete each other. Think about being single as an opportunity, as a time to discover many things in your life, many things about yourself, you know, study a new course, get a new skill, study a new hobby, know new people, change your association, travel the world, whatever that it is. There is a whole lot that you can do than sitting on Instagram and Facebook looking at stunning couples and saying, oh Lord, why not me? That is just not on, ladies. So think of this time as a time to discover yourself and work for the Lord like never before. Allow God to use you like never before, because you are great just the way you are.